Well, here on the Hub on Arts, it's time for the latest arts news. And Claire Nichols, how healthy is arts tourism here in Australia?
Well, it's pretty healthy right now, Eddie. In fact, more people are visiting Australia to engage with the arts than they are to visit wineries, casinos, even to attend sporting events. This new information is in a report by the Australia Council, which shows that international arts tourism to Australia grew by 47% between 2013 and 2017. In fact, over the last 5 years, international arts tourism has grown at a higher rate than general international tourism.
Well, that's such great news. But what qualifies as arts tourism?
Well, according to the report, an international arts tourist is someone who either visits a museum or gallery, goes to a theatre or concert, goes to a workshop or studio, a festival or fair, or experiences First Nations art or cultural displays during their visit. As you might have guessed, galleries and museums are our top visitor draw cards, with 3 out of every 10 international tourists visiting an American museum or gallery during their stay in 2017. And just out of interest, most of those visitors are coming from Asia. In fact, by 2017, almost half of our international arts tourists were Asian.
Oh, very interesting. Now, Claire, soon these visitors might have one more museum to add to their itinerary. What can you tell me about plans for a women's museum in Melbourne?
This museum has been on the cards for a while, but now it's official. The Her Place Women's Museum does have a home over 2 floors at Clarendon Terrace in East Melbourne. So until now, this organisation, Her Place, has had to run touring exhibitions around Victoria. It recently received some funding from the Victorian State Government to help it find a permanent location, and that is now locked in.
Great. And what will be in the museum?
Do you know, I really wanted to know that too. So I asked Mary Delahunty. She's a former journalist and MP and the co-founder and board director of Her Place.
We want to be a place, Her Place, where there are no gaps in our history. A place that puts women at the core of the Australian story. So there'll be interviews with women. There'll be stories of those who are not with us, so those who are dead, but have been great influences in Australian life. There'll be online and on-site exhibitions. For example, what we've done over the last couple of years, we've showcased around about 80 inspirational women, some known, like the first female premier of Victoria, Joan Kerner, some unknown, like magnificent doctors who went to the front in the First World War.
So that's Mary Delahunty from Her Place talking about some of the plans for a women's museum in Melbourne. It will be a while longer until this museum opens to the public. The organisation does need to raise a bit more money first, and it's put out a call for donations.
And Claire, in other news, there's been a Picasso-themed prank in Romania. A selection of words I never thought I would say live on air. What happened?
Well, there was so much excitement in the art world a couple of weeks ago when it was announced that a famous stolen Picasso painting had been found buried under a tree in the Romanian forest. But sadly, Eddie, the news was too good to be true. It was a hoax, but I'm going to give you the brief backstory here. So back in 2012, there was a heist at an art gallery in the Netherlands and 7 paintings were stolen, including Picasso's Harlequin head. 2 men were jailed over their part in the heist, but no one quite knew what had happened to these artworks, though it's thought that they might have actually been destroyed by one of the thieves' mothers. Now, this Dutch writer, Mira Fedecu, she wrote a novel about the heist, and earlier this month, she and another journalist received an anonymous letter with instructions on where the painting was allegedly hidden. So they went to the forest and they found this painting wrapped in plastic under a rock. There were great celebrations. But now a Belgian theatre company has revealed it was all a hoax. The directors of the company say they buried the fake painting and sent the letters as a publicity stunt for an upcoming project.
Those artists, you just can't tell what they're doing, can you? And also, no. How disappointing that we don't have the Picasso back. But Claire, before you go, a few weeks ago we spoke about a real David Hockney painting that was expected to make a new auction record for a work by a living artist. So, how much did it sell for in the end?
124 million Australian dollars, Eddie. The piece was called Portrait of an Artist, Pull with Two Figures. It was called The Holy Grail of Hockney Artworks. It went up for auction at Christie's in New York last week, sold for $80 million US, which makes it the most valuable work of art by a living artist ever sold at auction.
Wow, extraordinary. Claire Nichols, thank you so much. And Claire Nichols there with Arts News.